Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good morning, good afternoon, Writers Nation listeners. Welcome to Writers Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Kaneen Morgan, and also my co-host, Shalandra Norman, will not be joining us today. However, you have me. So today we have a wonderful guest that will be coming up shortly. His name is Fred. He is awesome in terms of leadership. You know, he's going to begin to speak about leadership and what does he offer in leadership. What, you know, what leader is in you? And that's the question I have. How are you showing your leadership abilities? How are you showing up in the world determines your leadership as well. So I cannot wait for you to listen in on Fred, and he'll be joining us in about 10 to 15 minutes, so stay tuned. And remember, if you have any questions, call 347-989-1363. In the meantime, I also want to offer an opportunity for you to be a part of Writers Nation. You can go to Writers Nation Facebook page and like us on Facebook. We have wonderful tips. We have wonderful opportunities going to be coming up. And in fact, we have a Mother's Day celebration. We would love to hear your poem, your short story, or whatever it is that you would like to share concerning your mother. And what we're going to do is post that to our Facebook page, and the winner will receive a $50 gift certificate. You can take your mom out. You can take her to dinner. You can take her to a spa day, whatever it is you like. But you can also post your information on Facebook by liking us at Writers Nation on Facebook, or you can email us at writersnation3@gmail.com. Again, that's writersnation3@gmail.com. So I had an interesting topic with someone recently, yesterday, in fact, and we were speaking about her book and really how to format her book. And one thing she said was, one thing she finds is she's not getting a lot accomplished as much as she would like. So I asked her why, you know, I began to ask the questions why, and she said that, you know, normally when it's time to write, she gets very sleepy and she falls asleep. So that was very interesting because as a writer, that's something that I've experienced over and over and over again. So I wanted to really bring in, you know, some people, and I be free and welcome to come in and conversate with myself and ask questions if you have any questions, or just join this conversation because it's going to really assist you and others that are listening in as well. So the question was why she doesn't understand why she feels sleepy every time she writes. And it was the process that I always go through, even to this day. Because it's almost like when you're creating something or a goal that you have to fulfill, you know, something in you come up saying, you know, I don't want to do this. And when you look deep down inside, you have to begin to ask the questions, you know, as far as, do I really want to do this? Why am I not feeling the energy that I need to complete whatever it is I need to complete? So you have to begin to ask yourself the questions, why am I tired, or what is it in me? And then also check your eating habits. What have you eaten? Have you not eaten at all? Are you drinking certain type of drinks, such as it could be wine or it could be, you know, some type of caffeine or whatever it may be? You really have to check everything that's in your environment, and also your environment in terms of your body. What are you putting in your body? And when you're writing something, the first thing I would like to say when you're writing, the first thing to do is definitely put something healthy into your body, something light, something that's going to really get the brain flowing and the juices flowing. So when you know, something healthy like an orange. I like to freeze grapes. I think is wonderful when you freeze grapes, and it's just such a wonderful treat. It's very enlightening. It's very in terms of, you know, it, for me, because it's very juicy. You know, it kind of get my creative juices flowing. So it's a very light treat, a very healthy treat. And also, you want to make sure that you're getting enough rest the night before. So if you set your timeline to write on a certain day, make sure the night before you get your rest, your proper rest, and also you're eating very healthy before you start to write. Another suggestion I would like to say as well is to also check your environment. Find the place in the space where you feel most creative. And it doesn't have to be a certain place. It can be, I used to write in the bathroom very often. And writing in the bathroom to me was very inspirational. I don't know why, because that's where most people crap. But I feel like I was getting all my, you know, whatever was in me, what it was crap or whatever it is. I felt like it was such inspirational. And for some reason, I found my inspiration in writing. So wherever you are and you find an inspiration, stay in that area. And then also, if you're writing for only 10 minutes a day, that's fine. You know, most people feel they have to write for hours. No, you don't. You know, whenever that inspiration spark, you go ahead and write. It could be 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. But if you're consistent with that, you'll begin to find that it will flow so much easier, and then you will begin to write. So writing doesn't, I want to say as a writer, most often we feel that we do not want to write. But as you write, as you start, it's always a challenge in the beginning and the starting. So once you start, that's when you find the juices begin to flow. That's when you begin to find the consistency to complete whatever project you have. So, by the way, I believe I have one of our co-hosts, Kim Sue, done. Kim Sue, are you here? Okay.
Kim, good afternoon, Kameen. Good afternoon, Writers Nation. I'm here.
Hi, Kim Sue. How are you today?
I am awesome. I am so awesome today. It's beautiful out in New York.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, Kim Sue, I was just having a conversation with the Writers Nation listeners regarding our conversation yesterday when it comes to writing and the feelings that we have when it comes to writing and the process that we go through when completing a project.
Oh, yes. Could you share with them that I fall asleep once I start looking at my book?
Absolutely.
it's been because my thought process of it is I need to write, and I apply some pressure there on myself, and more than likely I'm in my calendar and I'm looking at, okay, so I put this hour aside just for writing, so I have to write in this hour. This is the only time I have, so I lock it in that way. And as you told me yesterday, there's no set time. Write as it flows, and that is really my key for this week.
Wow, that's good. You know, I love that because you said, you know, sometimes we apply pressure to it. We really don't have to. Because writing is really creative. And when we're not applying the pressure to it, we find that we are most creative when it comes to writing. So that was very interesting what you said. And then also when we set deadlines where we say, okay, we have an hour to write. And I want to say, even for myself, I say, okay, I'm going to write in this hour to this hour. It doesn't ever happen for me that way. So I always give myself time frames where I say, okay, the afternoon, and I say, the afternoon, and I will say also possibly in the evening. And as long as I find time along the day to write, I think where the plan should come in is taking time to relax. Because when we plan our schedule when it comes to work, and we look at, like, for me, I look at writing at times as work. So because of it, yes. So because of it, it kind of stops the creative process. So when I set my time and maybe on my calendar, I may put an hour to relax. So what happened is I begin to relax my mind, my body, and it gives me the inspiration to write because now I'm relaxed and I'm not thinking of writing as work.
That's excellent because only recently once I chose to set the environment to create a writing space, I sought out my friend that owns a home in the country. And something about her house, it's a very old rickety house. But it's something about when I go in there, I can write and I can flow and time just goes by. And I'm not even feeling as if I'm restricted or constricted, I should say, in any way when it comes to my writing. And I'm not sure if it's just me saying to myself, okay, I'm going there just for this, or if it's just the environment itself, but it works so well lately for me. So I probably sleep. I tried writing on my bed, fell asleep. I tried writing at the dinner table, fell asleep. I tried writing on the train. That's the best sleep, is trying to write on the train. Best sleep, I swear to you. but something about calling her, the phone call saying, can I use your house, and getting there, even the travel there, it's almost like, I can't really explain it, but it's almost like my brain starts to formulate words and puts it together. So by the time I get to her, I just need to set up and write. So I believe the environment counts so much too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I was telling the listeners earlier. The environment is so important. And wherever it is, and I was telling the listeners as well, my inspiration used to be the bathroom. I don't know what it was about the bathroom, because I said that's where people let out their crap or whatever. But for me, and the bathroom that I used to have was a two-part bathroom, where you have the powder room area and then you have the actual bathroom. So I would sit there and I had a carpet in the powder room, and I would lay on a carpet in the powder room area and I would write. And I remember my dad used to come banging on the door telling me to get out the bathroom. But it was just something about the bathroom where I felt that it was private. It was very intimate. And also, for some reason, I became very creative. So, Kim Sue, I want to thank you so much. Yes, I want to thank you so much for joining in. We're going to have our guests coming up. We're going to go to break, and within 2 minutes, we're going to come back and bring up our wonderful guest, Fred. He is a leadership expert, and we're going to have great fun with him. So we'll be right back, listeners. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Writers Nation listeners. We have our very special guest, Fred Grooms, who is a decorated veteran Army officer. He has trained thousands of soldiers in such discipline as leadership, rifle marksmanship, combat warfare skills. This is a phenomenal man, and he takes you from ordinary to extraordinary using the basic principles that he learned in the military. Fred, welcome to our show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great, Ken. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I'm so excited that you have joined us. Thank you so much for being part of our show. And just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing, and also your book.
You gave me a great introduction. Right now I spend most of my time speaking to student leadership organizations throughout the country at high schools and middle schools and student leadership conferences. My newest book is Basic, the Student Leadership Field Manual. And it was an inspiration based because when I was doing speaking, I would tell Army stories, and people were kept saying, you know, we'd like some more of that military leadership stuff. So I started to kind of focus in more on that and slowly shifted into branding that way, because that notion of that military leadership, once people realize really what it is, becomes very fascinating. And corporations in America are out every day hiring people to come into their corporations and teach them, you know, what it is about, you know, the military that produces such great leaders, you know, taking people
wow.
from, you know, ordinary to extraordinary.
That's awesome.
Wow. Hey,
you know, Fred, this is interesting because and I'm not sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure so many people have heard of the book, The Art of War.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you know, when I believe Sun Tzu, where he speak mm-hmm. about combat principles and how so many corporations are now using that book for corporate strategies.
Sure.
So what would you like to say concerning your, what are some of the principles that you teach? So I just want to hear a little bit about what's in your book and how you apply those principles to business corporations today.
Well, the basic foundation of military leadership is not based on authority. You know, so many people think when they think of the military, they think of, you know, people yelling and screaming and barking orders and people just following along like robots. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Military leadership is based on the foundation of an individual's character, their ability as an individual to lead others, their technical and professional skills, and then their ability to actually take action. But the first step in that military leadership is based and built upon an individual's character. And that's what I do
wow.
in the my book, Basic, the Student Leadership Field Manual, is to mm-hmm. take that and try to make the military leadership model a student-friendly formula. And it's also friendly for
wow.
everybody else, because BASIC is an acronym, and BASIC stands for behavior, attitude, skill, integrity, and choice.
Wow.
And you take each one of those elements out, and really what you're talking about is building an individual's basic character foundation. You know, one of the things that we have a tendency to do, especially for students, because that's my market, is we complicate leadership. We start talking about, you know, theories and matrices and how to, you know, how to go in and lead great corporations, when really we have to start at the very basic level and help people define what leadership is.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
leadership is simply influencing others to accomplish a mission, task, or a goal. More simply put, leadership is about you and I influencing others to get stuff done. Now, that doesn't sound
wow.
so hard, does it?
That's amazing, my God. So, wow. So, Fred, I have my co-host, Ken Sue Dunn, here, and I have a few questions, but I'm going to bring her in because she also in the area of leadership and coaching. So, Kim Sue, do you have any questions for Fred?
Yes, Fred. I actually thank you so much for being on the show with us today. I really appreciate any conversation that supports leadership, mentorship, stewardship, even the best athletes, the best writers. Those are very accomplished. They all had people that saw their blind spots. So I'm very appreciative of what you are doing. And even to have an instructional manual that highlights that is very powerful. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to know, what age groups does your book support?
It's targeted at junior high through freshman, sophomore in college.
Wow.
About 13 to 22, 23 years old. And, you know, the book is written specifically for students, which in the leadership market makes it really a very unique book, because there aren't a lot of books out there specifically written on leadership for students. Most of them are a remix of an adult book, kind of dumbed down almost in order to help students. And, you know, here's one of the fascinating things that really got me really pumped up about writing this book was is that we all know what the number one fear in people's lives is, right? It's
yes,
the fear
yes.
of public speaking, right?
Yes, yes.
We fear public speaking more than we fear anything else. But do you know what the second thing that's rising up amongst millennials and the generations today? It's actually taking on the responsibility of a leadership position.
Wow.
We fear leadership.
That's
right behind
good. That's
public
good.
Speaking. And
wow.
when you take those two to put them together, I mean, there's a lot of people that think, well, we got a significant problem, but I think it's an opportunity rather than a problem. You know,
I
because,
agree.
I mean, if you know, think about how valuable you become as a young person if you can step up and begin to learn the leadership skills that corporations want right now. I mean, you become highly valuable. And when you have leadership skills, you become highly sought after. And who doesn't want to be sought after because of their leadership skills?
Well, at the point in time, you may not want to be sought after because you're probably afraid that you were acknowledged as a leader. I think
right.
the very acknowledgement that you own, that you are choosing to be responsible to lead a generation or to even impact a certain sector or a certain genre, just the thought of it instills so much fear. I've seen people, I've had mentees become physically ill at the thought of their own greatness, physically
That's
ill
right.
to the point. just the thought of, oh, my God, somebody else besides me knows I'm great at doing this thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it creates yeah. such a panic in them. They immediately equate that feeling to I should not be in this position of leadership.
You are describing my wife. she would rather you poke her in the eye with a sharp stick than put her in charge of something. and yet she's a senior partner in a medical practice. Every time she has a board meeting or a staff meeting, she's up all night pacing the floor, you know, and I'm like, honey, you're really good at this. And she goes, but I hate it.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Wow, that's interesting.
And I do believe this is why books like yours that target a younger generation to get into a habit and into the knowing of, I possess these skills. I was gifted with this innate way of leading people. People seek after me from a very young age. And I've had teenagers say to me, why do they all come to me? I'm not a dictionary. Why do they all come to me?
Right.
And it's just about really guiding them on that level. And a book
right.
like yours can really bring it into fruition where they can see, oh, I'm not the only person that has these skills to lead people or to even give you information that you might be seeking. It's just sometimes for me, I see with the teenagers, that it's just as simple as I know it, you're asking me because I know it, and I need to recognize for myself that I do know it, and it's that recognition
mm-hmm.
of self.
Right, absolutely.
And you know what, Fred and Kim Sue as well, you know it's interesting, and Fred, I love that you have the acronym because it's a behavior and the attitude. When it comes to responsibility, the whole attitude around it, like, for instance, what we were just discussing earlier before we introduced you, Fred, was with in the area of writing, when you think of it as work, you think of it as responsibility, so you don't want to do it. But when you change
right.
the attitude concerning whatever it is that you're moving in, all of a sudden it changes the behavior. So I
mm-hmm.
love the fact that you're teaching this. And I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to have to steal some of your principles from my writing.
There you go.
This is a course that I would love to teach even the youth when it comes to writing and having the responsibility, because writing becomes, you know, when you're writing as well, it becomes a responsibility.
Right.
And then also because now you begin to take ownership of the future. To me, writing is creating the future. You add what you want to happen. So I would agree.
And go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you know, writing for me was something that, you know, I would have never thought that I wanted to do, because, you know, I'm a dyslexic. So just the thought of actually, you know, sitting down and writing a book, to think that I had the ability to do that was so far removed from what I thought I had the ability to do. But when I had other people going, you know, you need to take your message and you need to put it on pen and paper and share that so other people can take pieces of that away. And, you know, and I thought, okay, well, you know, but how do I do that? And, you know, it was awesome because I sought out some folks to help me, you know, get beyond, you know, that fear of the grammar part of it. And, you know, and you know, they have people, they call them editors, and deep line editors. And God bless Kathy Reed, who edited my books. You know, she's like, just write, let me fix the grammar. And, you know, it turned out, you know, so amazing. And then I had, you know, folks like Tara Robson, who, you know, in her bestseller In a Day, you know, helped me take my book and, you know, take my first book, Who's in Charge of Bob, and turn it into an Amazon bestseller. Those were other people helping me, lead me down the path so I could take my message of leadership and spread it out in a much broader way.
Wow. So I love that, Fred, because you had a team, which is very important, to support you in completing your journey in writing. So I want to say before, we certainly want to have you again, Fred, but I want you to give your information in terms of where they can purchase your book, if you have any website, any information you would like to give our listeners.
Sure. My website is fredgrooms.com. My book, Basic, is available on Amazon. My number one bestseller, it's not on the list anymore, but Who's in Charge of Bob is also available. I have a great book for parents and educators called The Anatomy of Choice. That's actually free on Amazon at Kindle. So you can pick that up on Amazon absolutely free. My website's got all my speaking information at fredgrooms.com, and you can find pretty much anything about me out on Amazon and the World Wide Web.
So, Fred, do you have, by the way, I love that, Anatomy of Choice. I just want to hear, before we go to break, I want to hear a little bit more about that. What is the book about?
The Anatomy of Choice is an e-book written for educators and parents about helping students learn to make quality choices, what goes into quality choices, and how to rebound when we mess up. Because we all, you know, fall short occasionally. We have to be able to realize that, you know, a lot of the times when we make a bad choice, it doesn't define us. It doesn't mean we're a bad person. It doesn't mean we can't rebound from it. It doesn't mean we can't evaluate and move forward. We're not defined always by the poor choices we make. And, you know, the book wants to have students really focus in on, you know, the positive results of good choices. Making a choice today that helps you make so many other choices in the future. You know, like, I'm not going to drink under the age of 21. You decide that at 18 years old. Well, then guess what? You don't have to worry about, you know, falling down and where am I and what's going to happen on a date and, you know, what are people going to think about me, because you already made that choice earlier and you don't have to remake that choice every single time you're out with your friends.
Wow, that's really good.
So that's Anatomy Choice in a nutshell.
Wow. So also, Fred, I know you're a motivational speaker. Do you do any coaching at all?
You know, I have not gotten into coaching yet. My
really?
Goal right now has been to really reach out to students and bring that message of leadership. And it's funny, I'm getting more and more people asking me about coaching now. So maybe I'm going to have to branch out into to start and start up a coaching business.
Especially, and Kim Sue, would you agree about, so especially the book Basic, that sounds like a coaching program in itself.
Oh, that is a coaching program. I'm listening to him, and I'm saying this is a missing. And when there's a missing, there's always someone with a voice to fill the space. And I do believe, Fred, you have found a missing, and you've already answered it with a book. Now it's time to coach it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. And so, Fred, we want to thank you. And I want to say this as well. You know, one thing I realized, and this is something I teach my clients, is, you know, you have the book. Now what are you going to, like, it's basically, okay, so we have a program that's coming up called What's Next, like after publishing, What's Next? So basically where you publish the book, now how are you going to take the book further?
Right.
So and this right here definitely sounds like coaching parents, coaching the youth, coaching families. This sounds very major. So, Fred, we want to thank you so much for being part of the show. We want to welcome you back. Please like us on Writers Nation on Facebook as well as Twitter at Writers_Nation. And also, I would look into your information and contact you as well. We want to thank you so much for being on the show. And, again, we welcome you back. We would love to hear more about what it is you're doing and just follow up more concerning the youth, because that's a very major, important area in our lives as well.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being able to have an opportunity to share my message.
Thank you so much. And, again, one more time, give your website and your book information.
It's fredgrooms.com. You can find me on Facebook at Fred Grooms Speaker. And my book is Basic, The Student Leadership Field Manual. It can be found on Amazon as well as Anatomy of Choice, which is free.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And before we go, one more other question, Fred. How can we support you as Writers Nation?
Well, you know, you're doing it right now, just giving me an opportunity to share my message and reach out to the community and help students really realize that they do have the opportunity to lead, and it's not as difficult as some people want to make it out to be.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Fred. You were awesome. Have a wonderful day, and look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Writers Nation listeners, you want to stay tuned in. We're going to be coming back with wonderful tips, and we're also going to get information on Kim Sue Dunn. Who is Kim Sue Dunn? She is so much. She has so many great things going on. We want to hear from her, and also we want to hear from you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back from the commercial.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com. Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation listeners. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be doing the Writers Nation radio show where we will expose writers. We will showcase writers. So if you are a writer, you don't have to have a book, but if you have an idea, we want to hear from you. Just go to writersnationradio.com, schedule your interview, and also you can contact us at writersnation3@gmail.com. Excuse me, writersnation3@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, Writers Nation, and also on Twitter, writers_nation. And just go to Twitter, tweet, whatever you like. And also, I just want to give you an opportunity to win some amazing prizes. If you are looking to write a poem or short story, we want to hear from you. We are focusing on Mother's Day because we have Mother's Day coming up. We want to celebrate mothers. If you are a mother, we want to celebrate you. If you have a poem or short story, we want to hear from you. So go ahead and post that on Writers Nation Facebook, or you can send us an email, writersnation3@gmail.com. You will enter into a contest, and you will win $50, an American Express card, and you can take your mother out. You can do whatever you like, or if you want to treat yourself, you can treat yourself. But definitely you want to make sure you enter into the contest. You're going to post that contest on Facebook very shortly before Mother's Day, a week before Mother's Day, and we will begin to share all the wonderful opportunities that we have coming up soon. Also, we have our wonderful co-host, as well as she is a fabulous coach. She is so many things. I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell the audience a little bit about who she is, some of her projects that she's working on, how she can support you, and also what she can do to assist you. Kim Sue?
Hi, thank you so much, Kaneen. Thank you, Writers Nation, for listening in and tuning in today. I'm so excited about this opportunity as my writing coach, Kaneen Morgan, is really allowing me to see what it is to write a book, what the setup looks like, and also how valuable it is to have a writing coach, to have someone to see what you don't see. So thank you, Kaneen, for not only this opportunity, but also for helping me to work my book. I'm so excited about The Mind of Here, which will be available this summer at my summer program at the Stuyvesant Mansion. We're doing The Mind of Here workshop. So a little about myself. I am the owner of Kim Sue Hair Art. I provide concierge natural hair and beauty services in the comfort of your own home. And when I say beauty, I mean a masseuse, I mean a stylist, I mean a personal trainer, I mean a pedicure, manicurist, all in the comfort of your home. So we're bringing beauty to you. I'm also a certified life and business coach. I decided to take that on as I saw what space was available, what I could do to transform that space between my client and myself, and to empower my clients to be greater than they think they are and to see their blind spots with them and to create a bigger vision for life so that we can all be contributions. This year, I took on the responsibility of mentoring 12 mentees for 12 months and to build greatness with them as well. So I'm also building a community where if we just start with a few people just to get them to greatness so that they can see the value in coaching, in mentorship, in having someone see you, they will go out and do the same. So that way we can spread ourselves more and people have more support and they can see their support and really get into the world of I can do more with my support system. I don't have to be isolated or tuck myself away. I can do it all with a support system. And what else am I working on this year? Also this year, besides writing my book, I also now have my own talk show on Touch Radio. This is a very exciting project for me because I am, you won't know it listening to it, but I have a little side of introversy going on. I get introverted sometimes. So
I don't believe it.
I know.
I don't believe it.
And so this is why I can identify with people that know they're great, but they're closet great people. You're in the closet about how great they are. I call them closet leaders. So being someone that used to be a closet leader, when you find platforms where you can have your voice, where you can extend your voice and really share yourself authentically with others, sometimes you shy away. So I'm very happy to be on the radio with my co-host, and we bring hair, we bring fitness, and we bring food. These are things that really people bond and build great conversations around, and so I'm excited to bring that this year, and soon we'll be televised. We just got word that we will be having a live audience starting June 4th, so we're very excited about that as well.
Wow.
So some awesome things are coming. Yeah.
And, you know, and Kim Sue, you said something about the book. I said a book because that's what it sounds like. The Closet Leader. That, I'm telling you, that is a book in itself. And that's something that's very interesting that it'd be great to take on. Because there's so many people who have greatness on the inside of them, and they don't even recognize it. So they stay hidden, or they stay, you know, within themselves in their own little shell. And that was me at one point, you know, not really recognizing the greatness that's within me. And I had to really come out my shell. And Kim Sue, thank you, because I know you helping me in moving forward in so many areas. So, you know, it's so important to really have a team. Because the team support your greatness. And also it reduces the load, because sometimes we don't want to move forward because we think of all the work that's involved, all the responsibility that's involved. But yet when you have that team, that support team, you'll begin to find that you can share the responsibility. So now doing more work in less time and less effort as well.
Oh, yes.
So I really want to commend you and all the great things that you're doing, and especially in taking on the mentees, because that's so powerful to begin to coach other greatness. And also I realize as a coach, you know, when we bring in forth other people, it also bring us forth as well. And we begin to tap into areas that we didn't even know that was on the inside of us as we begin to coach others.
So true. You have the ability to see yourself, and to not only does it remind you of the work that you're putting in, but it also allows you to see that you don't have to go to those other milestones alone. I think loneliness is a thought that sometimes cripples us in whatever endeavors that we are about to take on, and we do not acknowledge the loneliness in the conversation, but it's there. It's like the pink elephant in the room. It's there.
Yes.
I don't want to do it by myself, you know? And so we don't do it at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I wanted to tell the listeners as well, if you have any questions, if you look into, you're looking for a coach, or you're looking to have your hair done, or you someone who's a healthy hair coach, you can contact Kim Sue. So, Kim Sue, you want to give your information where they can contact you?
Oh, yes, sure. You can contact me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn at KimSueHairArt.com. Also, the website is KimSueHairArt.com, but you can just reach me on any social media platform at Kim Sue Hair Art. And also you can email me at KimSueHairArt@gmail.com.
Wow, thank you so much. And also I want to say, for those who are looking for a writer's coach, those who are looking for a place to write, those who are looking to be a part of a team of writers, Writers Nation would definitely love to speak with you. You can send us an email at writersnation3, writersnation3@gmail.com. Again, that's writersnation3@gmail.com. We're looking for those who are interested in ghostwriting, those who are interested in coaching, those who are looking for a coach as well to complete your book, or you just want to be a part of a support team. We definitely want to hear from you. So, again, go to writersnation3@gmail.com. And also, you can also go to Amazon and pull up Kaneen Morgan. There you will find my book, Finding Your Way, the Purpose, Finding Your Way, and also The Gifts of Encouragement, The Guide to Appreciating and Enjoying Life. Again, you can go to Amazon and put in Kaneen Morgan, K-A-N-E-E-N, last name is Morgan, and go ahead and purchase those books. It will really, really support you. It will really give you the wisdom, the inspiration to move forward in your greatness. So, Kim Sue, we're going to go to break in about 2 minutes. And before we go to break, I wanted to ask you about, because one of the things as a writer, sometimes we have to let go of a bad habit, which means not fulfilling our goals or not committing to something. Whatever it is a bad habit. It could be like for me and what you just said about yourself, where at times when it's time to write, you fall asleep. So how do you, you know, in what ways do you know how do you overcome certain things? So I want to ask, what is something that you felt like it did not serve you, and what did you do to overcome it?
I believe one thing that didn't serve me was my conversation with myself about myself. That didn't serve me. And because it's my own internal dialogue, I immediately started thinking there's no way out of this because it's me talking to me about me. And what I had to set in place was to get two coaches and two accountability partners to share my dreams with. So they were outside of me. And so my critique of myself didn't override the will that I had to be more than I thought I could be. And so I just surrounded myself with people that have already conquered. And that was the biggest and best move I had ever made for my entire life was to get coaching and to get accountability partners, people that saw the vision. They weren't necessarily about the vision, if you know what I mean, but they saw the vision, and they knew it was something that was important to me, so they just got on board, and they were like, okay, I'm going to hold you accountable to your calendar. I'm going to hold you accountable to what you say you're going to do by this time, and that really helped me to get outside of myself and to change the conversation about myself.
Wow. That's really good. And, you know, I would say what did not serve me is, I guess, standing alone and not wanting to receive help. And sometimes, you know, I realize that I say I want to help, but did I really want to help?
Right.
So, and what I mean is because as a writer, we need every support that we can get to fulfill all the goals that we have, which is completing our books, completing our plays, completing our movie script, you know, ghostwriting for others, coaching, whatever it may be. One thing I had to learn was I had all these projects, and I just taken on more and more and more. And I was feeling so exhausted. I was not even enjoying it anymore because I kept taking on more than I can handle and not asking for the support or asking for the help. Mm-hmm. And then also not reaching out and being realistic and saying, hey, I can't take this on right now. So I just kept adding to it and taking on more and more where I felt like it was a load. And then I didn't ask people for, you know, reaching out to other writers or reaching out to my business partner, Shalonda, you know, and just reaching out to different people who can support me in fulfilling all that I needed to fulfill. So that was really not serving me because I felt like I was not getting anywhere and I was just stagnant. So I had to really begin to reach out to others and say, hey, I need your support. I can't do this. And, you know, one of the things is reaching out to you, reaching out to Shalonda, reaching out to other people that I reach out to and say, hey, I need support in this area. I, you know, or even if it's just throwing out ideas,
or just talking it through. So I found that I could not be a standalone because otherwise I'm going to be standing alone, not getting anything accomplished.
Yes. So true. So true. You'll stand alone alone.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Exactly. So one thing I had to realize, and that's why Shalonda and I really created Writers Nation, because as writers, sometimes we stand alone. And sometimes, you know, so many writers, some of them are introverts. And whatever, when I did a study with so many writers, more of them were more introverts. And after they've written their book, they just stood, it just stood there. They stood there and not reaching out to a community of writers to really support them in fulfilling their dream. So that was the purpose of creating Writers Nation, to really showcase the writers, really establish a community. And that's what we're working on right now, is creating a community of writers so we can begin to support one another in fulfilling our dreams as writers, and not just having our books sit there, because that's what I was doing, Kim Sue. I had my book just sitting there and not talking about what I've accomplished and not celebrating what I've accomplished, and also just being afraid at one point when I first created the book and written the book, being afraid to express who I was. I didn't want people to know a certain side of me that was written in the book. So,
Closet leader.
It's so interesting. Yeah, exactly. Not anymore, though. Not anymore. I'm out here. all right, so we're going to go to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Writers Nation listeners, if you have a question, you can call 347-989-1363 and press 1 to ask a question. If you have a comment, we definitely want to hear from you. Stay tuned. We have about 8 minutes left for the show, and we also, again, want you to like us on Facebook. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation listeners. I have my host, Kim Sue Dunn, on the line with us today. We want to welcome you back. And also, hold on for a second, I'm sorry. Also, we want to definitely give you the opportunity to hear from you, to ask a question. Again, press 1 if you're listening in. Press 1 if you have any questions or comments. We would love to hear from you. And also, I just want to inform you, we have 2 events that's coming up. One is going to be June 9th in Texas. The other is going to be Bottles and Ink will be launching under Writers Nation. It's a place where writers create. It's not just writing a writer workshop, but it's an experience that you're going to experience so much transformation, creativity, and action. And this is definitely the place you want to be. That's going to be June 25th. Again, you can go to Writers Nation on Facebook, like us, and we're going to have all the information posted there for you where you can be a part of it and come to, if you are in the Texas area, the Dallas, Texas area, or if you're in New York City or surrounding area in New York City, you definitely want to be a part of this workshop. It's going to be something that's going to definitely really bless your life. So, Kim Sue, again, we thank you so much for coming on and being a part as our host, as our guest. You are also an extraordinary coach, and you're doing a lot of wonderful things when it comes to promoting a healthy lifestyle. And I wanted to say, as a writer, one of the things that I definitely like to speak to my clients about is how to create that lifestyle because of writing. And, you know, for you to really be your best in completing all that you need to complete, you definitely have to have a healthy lifestyle. So what would you like to say concerning that?
A healthy lifestyle is the key. I believe in everything, if you want the best of everything, then you have to put in the best of everything. So even for writing and to have your physical self to step up to the plate. So you can plan all you want to write this book, but if you don't get enough sleep, your brain isn't going to function. So sleep is a big deal. You need to rest your temple to make new blood cells, you know, to regenerate yourself. Also, you need to eat well so you have enough nutrients in your body to sustain you, to get you through your day, and even to keep you to your commitments. I always say to my clients, if you're committed to nutrition, if you're committed to a workout, a routine, if you're committed to a just let me meditate, find some sort of praise for myself, if you are committed to just overall well-being, then you've pretty much built a great foundation to drive you through any process that you are committed to. And writing takes more mental power. So I always say to people, sleep well, sleep very well.
Yes.
Your brain will function at its best if you get enough sleep. And then words will flow. It's amazing how that works. After a great night's sleep, you function well, you write well. It just goes hand in hand. I'm an avid supporter of a healthy lifestyle. And this is why I created the Healthy Hair Lifestyle, to bring in all of those elements so people can see, oh, it's not just this one thing. It's a total cleanup. It's a total support system, and to support yourself on those levels.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, that's amazing. I definitely want to encourage each and every writer to definitely consider you know, some changes in your life to alter your lifestyle so you can be your best and do best. Because I know everyone who's listening is definitely greatness on the inside of them. And to be your best, you definitely have to create a healthy lifestyle. And also, I wanted to also give a tip for those who are looking to write a book. You know, inspiration shows up in everywhere. It shows up in a conversation. It shows up in a picture. So if you don't carry around a journal, carry around a recorder and begin to, whatever comes to mind, begin to record that, or just simply take out your phone and go to your memo or text somebody or something and begin to write what it is that's coming to mind, because inspiration can spark at any time. And I found when I've written my book, it took me over a year, but I had inspiration that came from so many different areas, whether it was something that someone said to me, whether I was out, I was at a seminar, or whatever it was, I began to write those things down. And as I written it down, papers were everywhere, and I found that as I brought it all together, it was actually a book. So I want to say as well, whatever information you have, never throw it out. Don't think that it's no good, because every information can be used, and nothing is garbage. Everything is useful, and you just have to see it as useful and find where it fits. And that's where a writer coach come in to begin to guide you into where things fit. So definitely, I want to encourage you to continue writing whatever it is where you find time to write. You want to go ahead and find that space, that creative space where you write, wherever it is. If it's in the bathroom, that's fine. If it's at a library, that's great. Wherever it is, just write. And it doesn't matter if it's 20 minutes, half an hour, as long as you write consistently, you'll find that it will all come together. And then guess what? We have a program, again, that's coming up called Beyond Publishing, where we'll begin to assist you in taking your book from just publishing and moving beyond, which goes into speaking and creating platforms for your book.
Wow.
So we want to thank you so much for listening, Kim Sue. We thank you so much for being a part of Writers Nation.
What a great time.
Yes, thank you so much. And again, one more time, Kim Sue, give your information concerning your radio show and everything you would like to share with the listeners before we end.
Oh, yes, the Hairy Business Radio Show is at touchradio.nyc every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We're talking about hair, food, and fitness, and it's a great time. Also, you can contact me. I would love for you guys to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, at Kim Sue Hair Art. And today was just wonderful. Thank you so much, Kaneen and Shalonda, for having me. I appreciate this. This is wonderful.
All right, listeners. Come back on Tuesday, 347-989-1363. Have an awesome day.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.